Hello, this is Richard Davis, welcoming you to At Home This Morning, our magazine programme for older listeners, which we hope will also be of interest to the not so old. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be hearing about the recent reopening of the Bevy Community Pub, which had to close a few weeks back because of the coronavirus lockdown. Then we'll be finding out about a new helpline that's opened in the Brighton and Hove area, which aims to bring together the activities of various different organisations who are working for mental health. And finally, we'll hear about a new fundraising activity from Age UK, which aims to give you a rather high-calorie treat at your own front door. As usual, we'll be giving out various email addresses, telephone numbers and website addresses during the course of the programme, so you may like to have a pencil and paper handy so that you can write them down. So, let's get started with hearing about the reopening of the Bevy. You may remember a few weeks ago I spoke to Helen Jones about the Bevy Community Pub in Bevendene. This is a pub that's run not by a commercial organisation, but by the community itself, and provides a lot of services other than just serving food and drink. But, like all pubs and restaurants, it had to close when the coronavirus lockdown came into effect. More recently, it was able to reopen on a somewhat reduced scale, and I was interested to find out how things were going. So, once again, I contacted Helen using Zoom and began by asking her how things were going.
Things are going very well, thank you. We opened on the 31st? No, when was it? Oh, whatever. We opened to the public on the Wednesday. So we were open 3 days that week and 3 days last week on our limited times, 4 till 8. But it's going really well. I think it won't surprise you to know that the food is going down a storm. So that's really good news. And it's really positive for us to be able to explore and expand that side of our business at such a difficult time, really.
And are you still just letting people sit in the garden, or can they actually sit inside the pub now?
Well, that's a very good question. We might start opening up the inside of the pub if the weather's not good enough. I think it's a bit of a proviso. I think as we head towards autumn, that space inside will become more available. And last week we did let a family or two come and eat in the cafe because it got chilly in the evening. I think going forward, our first thing is that we will open up the cafe for people to sit in. But for now, the bar will remain a place where you just come and order and pay for food and drink, and it's not a place where you can sit at the moment because of the proximity to the bar staff and everything, you know. But yes, that was a long answer to a short question, which is, yeah, we're going to let people start coming in. But like I say, it's much easier to manage and much safer if people are outside.
Yes, and it's easier to maintain social distancing outside, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You had a one-way system running through the actual bar. Is that still in operation?
Yes, it is, but it's quite difficult to maintain because it sort of puts you in a position where you feel like you're having to police people, which is not obviously our job and not what we're in the business of wanting to do. So that can be a bit awkward, saying, oh, sorry, you're going the wrong way.
You know. That happens in all the best places, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think everybody's coming up against it and everybody's like, well, if it's not busy, it's okay. You know, it's just when it's busy, really. But yes, I think we've all been put in a position really a little bit where we're having to police things, if you like. It's like the whole thing about shops and wearing masks. I know that some shops have just refused to enforce that.
And do your customers have to wear masks when they come inside to get their drinks?
No, they don't. I mean, I think the road that we've gone down is very much maintaining social distance. So we've got some markings on the floor. We've erected a Perspex screen so that when you're doing your speaking to somebody, you can talk, you know, either side of that's on the bar. It's not the whole length of the bar. It's just there for doing the ordering and making the payments. What we really want to do is make people feel assured that it's a safe space, but also make them feel like they're in somewhere they can relax and enjoy themselves rather than somewhere, you know, we're going to be wagging our fingers at them. So we're going for that. We're going for the social distancing and putting sanitizer out. And that's how we're managing it currently. We might have to adjust things according to changing climate.
The majority of your customers are happy with the new arrangements, are they?
We've had lots of good feedback about what we're doing and how safe people feel, how they like their food and how they think that it's really good value. So on the whole, I think most people are happy with that.
And at the moment, you're only opening for limited hours, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We have to look carefully at the business and how we can realistically sustain what we're doing. So the last 2 weeks, we've been open 3 days, 4 till 8. And then on Friday, we extended that to from 3 till 9 because it's a Friday and we know a lot of tradesmen like to come from work a little bit earlier than 4. And then this week, we are adding one more day and we're going to be open on a Saturday afternoon from 2 till 6. We're just making very cautious baby steps all the time and we can then judge if they work or not.
People can find out your latest opening hours from your website, can they?
Yeah, they can look on the website. They can also see the weekly menu on the website and they can also go to the website and book if they want to book for food. So you can walk in without booking, but we're encouraging people to book just because it gives us a heads up about food and it also guarantees that person will have a table.
But you haven't been able to open any of your regular clubs as yet.
No, the thing that we've started doing is that we're using the garden while the weather's nice to invite people who have been isolated, so who might have been to our lunch clubs before, to come along and have their lunch in the garden with other people and have a bit of social contact instead of just sitting at home on their own, if they feel safe enough to do so and if they want to do that. We're calling it chatterboxes. We had a really lovely session last week. We had the lovely open strings come and play some music while people were all sitting having their lunch under the marquee. So that's something else that we're trying to provide at the moment.
It's a step in the right direction anyway.
Definitely. Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. It's small steps, isn't it, all the time at the moment.
That's right. During the time you were closed to people actually coming in, you were running a Meals on Wheels service for the local community. Now that you're partially reopened, is that service still going on?
Yes, Richard, it's absolutely still going on. We are still running Bevy Meals on Wheels on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. The numbers have gone down, but we're still serving about 30 meals on each occasion. So, you know, just over probably 100 meals across the week. So, yes, we're still serving meals to people that are choosing to have them. That might be because they are isolated or that they're shielding or that they can't get out. And I think sometimes it's just because people feel like it's a little bit of a treat. It's a bit of a day off from cooking. So yes, we are still doing that to the local neighbourhoods. So mostly that's Morecambe, Bevendean and Bates Estate.
Anyway, things are definitely looking better and you're keeping your fingers crossed that it's all going to improve in the future. Hopefully get back to something like normal, presumably.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's what we want. We want to just take things very cautiously, though, because we're very aware that we've got a vulnerable customer base and we want to look after them by delivering the meals, by getting them into the garden. And we want to encourage more local people to use us and to know that we are there providing really good food. And in the future, when things ease up a lot more, hopefully we will be able to be a venue for all sorts, whether that's markets or training or parties or events. But obviously, as you totally appreciate, that's all dependent on what's happening with COVID-19.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Helen. That is obviously going very well, so carry on with the good work and good luck for the future.
Thank you very much, Richard. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And yes, if you fancy a really lovely meal, look on the Bevy website and book yourself a table on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or Saturday. We'd love to see you.
Might well do that. Bye.
Bye now.
Stand. The whole wide world respects him, no matter friend or foe. And where they be that makes two free, he's sure to lay them low. Hey, John Barleycorn, corn. Old and young, his praises sung, John Barleycorn. To see him in his pride of growth, his robes are rich and green. His head is speared with goodly beard, fit nigh to serve the queen. And when the harvest time comes round and John is stricken down, he'll use his blood for England's good and Englishmen's renown. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young, his praise is sung, John Barleycorn. The squire in stately hall, the great of name, of birth and fame, on John for succour call. He bids the troubled heart rejoice, gives warmth to nature's cold, makes weak men strong and old men young, and all men brave and bold. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young, his praise is sung, John Barleycorn.
That was the Lewes-based folk band, the Pump and Pluck Band, with singer Robin Dransfield, with a song in praise of beer, Hey John Barleycorn. And before that, I was talking to Helen Jones of the Bevy Pub in Bevingdean about their recent reopening following their temporary closure during the early part of the coronavirus crisis. They're only opening for limited hours each day at present. At the time of this recording, their hours are 4 till 8 on Wednesday and Thursday, 3 till 9 on Friday, and 2 till 6 on Saturday. Those hours may change, and you can find out the latest information from their website, which is www.thebevy, which is spelt B-E-V-Y, .co.uk. Or you can phone them on Brighton 281009. That's 01273 281009. Well, the Bevy's reopening happened a couple of weeks ago, just at the end of July, and Maya and I went down there for the first evening that they were open and spoke to some of the regulars. After we got our drinks, Maya called one of the regulars over and asked her to introduce herself.
My name's Brig, and I'm a local resident, and I have a share in the Bevy as a community pub. And when lockdown started, being usually a full-time worker, I was a bit like, well, I need to find something to do. So I came to Helen and said, I'm yours as a volunteer if you need me. And then volunteered with the Bevy Meals on Wheels.
Brilliant. And did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was great. Meeting other older residents in the community was really lovely. And just knowing that you were doing something really positive for them.
Yeah, so you met lots of people you didn't know before, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how's that been for you?
It's been really nice because now I can kind of go, oh, I'll just pop in and say hi to that person, or that I'm not delivering the meals because I'm back at work now, and seeing them around.
And how do you feel now it's going to reopen as a proper pub?
Oh, I'm really excited. Yeah, this is really lovely to be part of the early opening. And yeah, looking forward to having it back on the doorstep again.
Next, Maya spoke to Chris, who's the secretary of the committee that runs the pub, and she asked him how he feels about the pub reopening.
We're opening to the public to serve drinks again. We're going back to being a pub, but in a lot of ways we've never really closed, because we're providing the Bevy Meals on Wheels service throughout lockdown, because we know that the Bevy is such a crucial piece of the community, especially for so many of the vulnerable people who come to many of our clubs. So we've never really closed, and it's been crucial for us that we've been able to carry on supporting people all the way through this period. The Bevy slogan is always more than a pub. And that's been sort of exemplified by the fantastic work we've been able to. I think we've been able to deliver more than 5,000 meals over this period. So it's been incredibly inspiring to see how the whole community is bound together. The support we've had from the volunteers who've been able to be out there delivering food to all these vulnerable people, the people who've been dipping into their pockets and putting up, you know, a tenner, a fiver, and even, you know, people who've been putting 50 quid because they know that they've been able to support people in these challenging times. It's been incredibly inspiring to see how many people have been so supportive of the bevy and everything we've done, and how people have pulled together as a community in this challenging time.
Next, Maya spoke to Jonathan, who's the treasurer of a lunch club that meets there on Friday lunchtimes, known as Friday Friends. And she asked Jonathan what happens at their meetings.
Friday lunchtime, we supply them with a three-course lunch. They have bingo and some pieces. We also have day trips out, which we organise on that day. And generally speaking, we have a good time. It's as simple as that. But it does bring the community together and has brought the community together. We started with about 8 or 9 people. We've now got over 60 on our books at the moment. David and Barbara Gibbons, that's the chairman and his wife, have looked after all our group throughout the lockout. They visit them, make sure that they're all right. David's a great cake maker, so he's baked cakes every week to deliver to all these people. So, you know.
And how do you feel now the bevy's reopening properly?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm still very dubious about crowds of people, but we'll get there, won't we?
Yes, I'm sure we will.
This is Britain.
Yeah.
We don't give up.
And the bevy will bounce back.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Next, Maya spoke to one of the volunteers who had been helping out with the Meals on Wheels service during the time that the bevy was closed for walk-in customers.
Hi, I'm Fee, and I've been volunteering for the last few months during lockdown. I started as a delivery driver and then sort of went on to be KP, kitchen porter.
So you're really involved in all the food and the Meals on Wheels bit of
it? I've got really involved in all of that, yeah. It's been great.
What made you volunteer?
Well, I think it was just accidental, really, because I'm on a weird sabbatical from my actual job, so I'm not getting paid or anything. So I had all this time that I had planned to do lots of other things with, and then lockdown happened, and it was just like right place, right time, and it was perfect for me to have something to do, and I just loved it, and it's become quite all-consuming in a lot of ways.
So what's the attraction of this pub?
It's just, I don't know, it's just a community feel to it. And I was just saying before, actually, that I cycled up and it was just so lovely coming up the hill to hear the hubbub of the pub on your way up, whereas it's been so quiet for so long. And it just to have that, like, people back here and actually operating again and people coming out again and, you know, enjoying themselves and meeting up.
Yeah, so you think this is a really important asset to the community in this pub?
Definitely, definitely. It's, well, you know, all the people I've met with delivering and people picking up and the other volunteers, it's just been a great, great way of getting to know loads of people, old people, really young people. So everybody's getting involved. It's fantastic.
So what do you think it's done for you personally in terms of growth or development?
It has. It's saved my sanity. Definitely, because I was a bit sort of, well, what am I going to do now? And then this turned up and it's really given me a focus and something to get my teeth into with really, really lovely people. And it saved me, I think, through my lockdown as well.
The next person that Maya spoke to had a rather unusual job at the pub.
My name's Neil. I am a minister. And so as a part of my role, I'm sort of like a pub chaplain.
What does that involve?
Well, so it's also a bit of a strange thing because you don't really have a title of chaplain within a pub. But I think we all are looking for, have a sense of meaning and purpose, and people go through different things. I chat with people, share stuff, and they get share stuff with me. And if they're going through stuff, to be alongside them and come alongside them, which is great.
And as the pub reopens properly, what do you think your role is going to be?
I think I'm a very people purpose person and focus on people and connection within that. I'm the darts captain at the pub, which is quite a strange role. I do befriending, so I visit lonely and isolated people generally and take them out and get them out, and so Friday Friends and some of the other different groups in the area. As a pub, it's a great place to bring people out of their homes who are isolated and trying to connect them with the community. So you're able to come and sit at a table, play chess with someone that doesn't really get out much, and then they meet people at the pub and it grows from there. But it's just a social place to come together and gather, really, which is great.
Next, Maya spoke to the youngest member of staff.
Hello, I'm Paige and I'm a barmaid at the pub.
How long have you been a barmaid?
So I've been here for just over a year.
And have you found it working now that the lockdown's sort of half over?
I've been glad to get back and sort of pour a pint, because that's what I was originally made to do.
And have you found all the precautions that you've got to take? Has it been easy?
At the beginning, no. But obviously, as time goes by, it just becomes the norm, because you've just gotten so used to it. And you become really clinical yourself, because you have to do it everywhere, not just here.
So you're really looking forward to things getting back to normal then?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just can't wait to get back to what I used to do, because I miss it. So it's good.
What's the best thing about working at the Bevy?
You meet new people every day. It's never the same shift.
And you really enjoy that, by the sound of it?
Yeah. Well, I'm only 20 years old, so I'm the youngest person that works here, and just I feel more mature knowing the people that I know. And if I hung around with people my age doing what they do, which was not very good, then it would be a whole lot different. But being around people of obviously an older age than me has definitely matured myself a whole lot.
So you find it really valuable working here then, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, definitely. It's opened so many doors for me. I've worked at Lewis FC football ground and doing all sorts of stuff, helping vulnerable people in Molscombe. And I don't think I would have been able to do that if I was working for a different pub or a shop or something like that. It's just not the same.
Right, so the Bevy's a really good bit of the community then,
yeah,
isn't it?
Definitely.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Paige.
You're very welcome.
Paige's colleague behind the bar is Sue, whose connection with the pub stretches back to her parents' time. And she certainly enjoys her work.
This is the best job I've ever had, because it's every day is a different day. Mm-hmm. You meet all different people from walks of life, and you know some of the stories people have got to tell, and it's just such an interesting job, it really is. Mm-hmm. Plus I've learnt a hell of a lot since I've been here, and they are really good as well, because if you want to go for a course, I think we was going to do one in first aid as well, and they will you to go and do that, do you know what I mean? And it's so good for people to push you, you know, as well. But yeah, and then so Paige, I think Paige has been here just over a year, and so she's learning things off of me, obviously, because I've been teaching her and stuff. But she's picked it up really quick as well. Mm. Yeah, we just get on really well together, and we step in for each other if we need to as well. Yeah.
You said something about your whole family being involved in this.
Well, when it was the Bevan Dean originally, before it was the community pub. Yeah, my mum used to work here, and they used to have like an off licence around the corner. And you could go in, and I used to go in, and she used to give me a packet of crisp and a drink, and I'd sit on the wall and wait for her till she finished work. That's, you know, and we've been trying to get some pictures, because nobody's got any pictures of it, and it was just, I can remember it in my head, because you just could go through, they had a bar area, and they had a cigarette machine on the wall, and it was just, you know, it's just so there, you know. But so, yeah, my mum worked up here for a long time, and it's really weird that I've come back to this situation, really, you know, where she was, now I am, so...
So this has been really a part of the community for a long time then?
Yeah, it has, definitely, yeah. And the thing is as well, I mean, obviously we have a lot of regular people that come in, and we know everybody, because they're all from the area. And like Mickey that come up earlier, he hasn't had a drink for 3-4 months, because this is his place that he comes to, and he didn't want to go anywhere else until he could have his first pint here, which is really nice.
That ends our extended feature about the reopening of the Bevy pub in Bevendean. One thing I should mention is that because of the fact that at present they're only able to serve food and drink in the garden and not inside the pub itself, the seating accommodation there, and indeed the standing accommodation, is quite limited. So they do ask you to phone ahead and book if you want to go for a meal or a drink. You can give them a ring on Brighton 281009. That's 01273 281009. or you can go to their website, which is www.thebevy.co.uk. And on the website, you can also find an update on their opening hours and look at their menu, both of food and drink. And now to something completely different, as they say. Towards the end of last year, a new helpline has opened in Brighton and Hove. It's aimed at bringing together the activities of 15 different groups which are all concerned with mental well-being. It's called Community Roots. To find out more about it, I spoke on the telephone to Rachel Carless, and I began by asking her to tell me exactly what Community Roots is.
Community Roots is an integrated network of local services committed to supporting good mental health and well-being in Brighton and Hove. A key aim of the service is to improve access to support and ensure that there's no wrong door for people when entering the mental health system. The service is made up of 16 different organisations all working together, and we're all committed to ensuring that people in Brighton and Hove know what services are available and how to access them.
When you say no door is the wrong door, that means that whichever of the partner organisations the person approaches in the first place, they'll eventually be routed to whichever organisation suits them best.
Yes, that's right. One of the ways we're doing that is we have a free phone helpline that people can ring that's manned by a friendly team of navigators, and their role is to connect people with the right service. So the idea is that people shouldn't be bounced around from place to place, but our community navigators are well connected within the local community and will be able to connect people to the right service for them.
How long has Community Roots been going for?
The service launched in October and it's a 5-year contract. So we're still in the early days of establishing the whole service and everyone's working really well together.
And it's only mental health you deal with, is it?
Yes. The service is available to people who are struggling with common mental health conditions, such as anxiety and depression, who may need variable, lower intensity support to stop them reaching crisis. But there's also support available for people who have more serious mental health problems, who may need a more defined programme of support.
Why is a network like this needed?
So, Richard, at any time, one in four people will be struggling with their mental health. So it's a really, really common thing. And we want everyone to know that that's nothing to be ashamed about. And mental health challenges can really impact on people's lives. It can threaten their health and well-being, or it might impact on their relationships. And there are a whole range of things that can negatively impact on our mental health. For example, poor physical health or financial worries or debt. All of these things can contribute to mental health challenges. And obviously we're at a time of lockdown, and that's had huge impact on people's mental health. So for many older people, especially those that have been shielding, they may be dealing with loneliness and isolation. And then as we move towards easing of lockdown, that can also present worries and challenges for people, and particularly due to the fact that the science is not clear. So many people may be feeling anxious as we move into this new phase of the easing of lockdown. This network was set up in response to the fact that there's a huge number of people dealing with mental health. It's a very common problem. And the whole ethos of the network is that support is available and you don't need to suffer alone.
What services do you offer?
So under Community Roots, there's a range of services that are being provided. So I mentioned the free phone telephone number, but alongside that we have all of the different organisations that we're working with. They are able to provide specialist support, so there are things like employment support, there's bereavement support, money advice, community groups and activities, there's the Recovery College in the centre of Brighton, which is currently operating its courses virtually. There's also support for carers and families, suicide prevention support, as well as tailored support for LGBTQ and Black and minority ethnic communities, as well as autism support. So as you can see, there's a very wide array of specialist support available.
Yes, indeed. Could you give me an idea as to some of the organisations involved?
We're working with 15 other provider organisations. For example, Mind in Brighton and Hove. We're also working with organisations like Assert, who provide such a valuable service for people with autism or people who are supporting people with autism. I also mentioned Money Advice. We're working with Money Advice Plus, who are supporting a lot of people who are struggling financially at the moment. And obviously that's a really big challenge for many people as a result of the coronavirus. There's also a fantastic organisation locally called Ageing Well Brighton and Hove, who provide vital support to older people, so that's 50 plus. And part of their remit is to make sure that older people feel connected to their community. So it's certainly worth your listeners having a look to find out more about their services. Again, that's just another example of an organisation that we're working with locally that we could connect listeners to. So there's a whole range of organisations, and if people would like to find out more, they could go to the website communityroots.org.uk and find out more about all of the services that are available. As well as working with the 16 organisations in the network, we're also signposting to support outside of that network as well.
Yes, I looked on your website and I noticed there was a very long list of other organisations that you might refer people to. It's certainly very comprehensive for anybody who needs that information.
Part of the ethos of Community Roots is to ensure that we are really well embedded in the local community and also working with other NHS services within the city. So we work with services like the Assessment and Treatment Service and also the Wellbeing Service. So we have very good links with a whole range of organisations, which means that we're in a really good position to signpost people and make sure that they're accessing the support that they need.
Can you tell me how you operate?
The Central Access Point, or the helpline, is a free phone number. It's operating currently Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. So anybody can call who would like to find out more information about how they can promote mental health, how they can access services, or equally, if they are supporting somebody who is struggling with their mental health, they're also welcome to call the number. It's manned by a dedicated small team of friendly people who all have really good understanding of mental health challenges, some of whom have struggled with their own mental health themselves. And they will simply have a conversation with the person calling the number and try to understand what that person is dealing with. And then they will be able to make an assessment as to what sort of support that person might need. And so the navigator may refer them to one of our specialist organisations, or they may determine that that person has more complex challenges or might need some additional support, in which case they might be referred to one of our community engagement workers. And again, we have a team here of highly trained support workers who are able to develop a package of support for that person.
And when somebody phones the free phone number, can they be assured that everything they say is strictly confidential?
Absolutely, Richard. Obviously, all of the people that are working under Community Roots are highly trained individuals, and client confidentiality is paramount and sits at the heart of the principles of supporting people with their mental health.
And how easy has it been for you to keep the service running during the lockdown?
Well, I think collectively as a network, we've shown great resilience throughout the pandemic. Very quickly, all of our providers adapted the support that they were delivering to remote support. And that happened really quickly. I've certainly been very impressed by how people have responded to the pandemic. We're also seeing very creative responses to supporting people. We've all had to embrace technology more, and that's been challenging, certainly, particularly because we're so many different organisations operating different software. So certainly the first few weeks were challenging there. But we're really happy to say that all of the services have continued operating throughout the pandemic and are still offering that much needed support for people in Brighton and Hove.
Are you looking for more people to work with you as volunteers?
In terms of volunteer opportunities, It's still very early days with the Community Roots programme because we've only launched just over 6 months ago and we've been busy establishing the programme. We are looking to develop volunteer opportunities in the future. So if any of your listeners are interested in finding out about how they can get involved in Community Roots, then I would encourage them to drop us an email or give us a ring on the telephone number on the website, and then we can find out more about the skills that they would like to offer and we can have a conversation and see what we can develop.
When you say the telephone number on the website, is that the helpline number or is it a different one?
That is the best number for all things. The person would take their details and then pass the inquiry on. The email address is also on the website. It's simply info@communityroots.org.uk.
Well, thanks very much, Rachel. That's been very interesting. And can you give us the telephone number of your hotline and the address of your website and indeed the email address?
Sure. So the telephone number is 0808 196 1768. The website address is www.communityroots.org.uk and the email address is info@communityroots.org.uk.
Rachel Carlis, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Richard, for having me on the show.
I was talking to Rachel Carlis of Community Roots. If you want to get in touch with Community Roots, you can email them, and their email address is info@communityroots, typed all as one word with no spaces, .org.uk. That's info, which is spelled I-N-F-O, @communityroots.org.uk. You can also phone them on 0808 196 1768. That's 0808 196 1768. And you can get all that information from their website, which is www.communityroots.org.uk. Well, if you heard the earlier part of this programme, you'll remember that I was talking to Helen Jones and various other people about the reopening of the Bevy pub in Bevendean and about the food and drink that they supply there. Well, if you're not able to get over to the Bevy, in fact, if you don't want to go out at all, but you'd still like to have a nice treat in the way of food, Age UK may well have just the thing you need. It's a new fundraising scheme that they've come up with, and to find out more about it, I spoke to Claire Long and asked her to give me more details.
What has been an absolutely unprecedented period with the coronavirus and the lockdown and people being asked to stay at home and not catch up with their friends. And obviously, as that shield starts to lower for some, we really wanted to do something that was fun, a bit of a treat. You could either treat yourself or you could treat somebody else. And at the same time, raise funds, which really do help to deliver our frontline services. We've taken a huge hit financially in terms of earned income as a charity. Obviously, people aren't coming to us. They're not spending money in our cafes. They're not coming to our clubs, our activities. So this is a double whammy, really. It's absolutely addressing the need that our lovely customers are telling us that they want to do something fun. They want to have some joy in their life. But it also allows us to raise much needed funds. So that's why this idea was born, really.
So what exactly are you doing?
You are able to order a cream tea from us with a minimum donation of £6.50. And that cream tea will be delivered to anywhere within West Sussex, Brighton and Hove, and covers all of the rural areas of West Sussex and Horsham District, all across the region. You're able to order. So you don't have to live in that particular area. You can order and have it delivered. And we've split the area up that we deliver to one particular area one day each week. So, for example, in Horsham, any orders that come through that are ordered for Horsham, they all get delivered on a Monday. And we've been very fortunate that Bidford's and Kendricks have sponsored us. So they've provided the cream tea kit, which means that practically every penny of your donation goes directly to helping support frontline services.
And the delivery day for Brighton is Thursday, I believe.
Yes, that's right. So it's a nice recyclable box. It's branded AGK.
And what's in the box?
Per order, you'll receive two portions of cream tea, of jam, and you'll receive tea and sugar and a nice piece of information, along with our current magazine, telling you all about the good work that we're doing.
You've tied in this year with National Picnic Month, which I gather was July. But in fact, although we're out of July now, your cream tea scheme isn't finishing, is it? You're carrying on for most of the summer.
No, exactly. We launched it in our July edition of our magazine. That edition runs for July and August. So we'll continue to do this while we've got supplies and while there's demand. It's a really nice thing to do over the summer. And actually, we've been encouraging people to send us pictures of where they're enjoying their cream teas. Some people are being really rather creative in terms of where. And we've had some lovely feedback that this is not only a nice way to treat yourself, but actually to treat other people, perhaps people you've not seen for a while, and also to support a good cause at the same time.
Yeah, so now that the restrictions have lifted a bit, you can actually get together with a friend of yours to enjoy the cream tea, rather than having to limit it to your immediate family.
Absolutely. Or virtually, indeed. So if you are still shielding and are catching up with friends virtually, you know, lots of our customers are using Zoom and whatnot, then you could both be enjoying your cream tea at the same time, but connected in a slightly different way. We hope that this feels very inclusive, because we do still have a number of people who are shielding. They're very cautious, and this is something that can be enjoyed by absolutely everybody.
Whose idea was the cream tea?
I think it was opportune. As an organisation, we wanted to look at something that was fun, that was inclusive, but also allowed us to raise money.
One tends to associate it a bit with the West Country rather than with Sussex.
Yeah, I think so. But actually, we're seeing quite a boom business at the moment, isn't it? And there have been actually a few businesses that have been looking to offer this sort of thing. And we thought, why not? And we've had really a good response, which is fabulous.
Of course, the government has just announced a new public health initiative to help people to lose weight. And cream tea isn't exactly a low-calorie meal, is it?
No, but I think we would probably say, look, if you've been out there doing your daily walk or your 10,000 steps or you're even just venturing out into your garden, this is actually much needed comfort, a smile on your face, a smile in a box. Knowing that someone out there cares for you. And we've been advocating that people do stay active, eat well.
And of course, having a treat once in a while, even if it's a high calorie treat, isn't actually going to do you any harm, is it?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think it's all about balance. I think it's a good time to have it. We do associate lovely summer days with a nice cup of tea and a cream cake. So that's something that we wanted to celebrate.
Yes, very nice too. Now, how can people find out more about this?
Well, they can either find all of the details on our website, but they can also call us. One of our team will take their order over the phone, and they'll be able to confirm exactly which day delivery is for their area. And our phone is 01903 792 211. And they can call us Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. or any time by finding the details on our website. You can just search AGK West Sussex Brighton and Hove, and all of these details will be online.
So that's the way you find out more details and also book your special cream tea to be delivered.
Exactly. Or you can call us, and lots of people do. You know, we're a friendly voice at the end of the phone. You may have some other questions about any of our services. We're all here waiting to hear from you. We are absolutely here to help, whatever that help might be.
That's very good to know. That certainly sounds like an excellent scheme, not only raising money, but spreading joy around as well.
Absolutely. And there's been a little bit of a lack of that joy somewhat, hasn't there, if we're glued to the television news and what have you.
Claire Long, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure. Lovely to speak to you today.
If you'd like to find out more about the tea boxes, you can go to Age UK's website, which is www.ageuk.org.uk/Brighton and Hove. And the first thing you see when you get to the website should be a picture of one of the tea boxes on Brighton Beach. You can also phone Age UK, place your order that way, and the phone number is 01903 792 211. And that number is manned from Monday to Friday between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Well, that brings us to the end of our programme for this time. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed everything that you've heard in this edition of At Home This Morning, our magazine programme for older listeners. There'll be another edition in a fortnight's time, and that'll be presented by Chris English. And I'll be back with you in 4 weeks' time. So until then, this is Richard Davis. On behalf of Grey Matters Productions, who are the company who make this programme for Radio Reverb, wishing you all the very best. Goodbye and take care.
At Home This Morning is a Grey Matters production for Radio Reverb.